کر چلے جانا.
اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم, بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. سبحانک لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انک انت العلیم الحکیم. رب اشرح لی صدری ویسر لی امری واحلل عقدۃ من لسانی یفقہ قولی. رب ہب لی حکما والحقنی بالصالحین واجعل لی لسان صدق فی الآخرین. Just to go back, verse 35, Surah Al-Waqiyah. You know, Surah Al-Waqiyah is chapter 56, contains 96 verses. So, Surah 56 and contains 96 verses. Surah Al-Waqiyah, that is. So, when we turn to verse 35, we explain to you all of this. If you go back, and anyone wants to retrieve any missed information, then you just go back onto our podcast. You just type in Markaz Sahaba podcast or something of that sort. Let's just give it to you as it is. You can just go into Markaz Sahaba online. I've typed out here. If you just type out Hadith or something of that sort with our names attached to it, then you'll find it, Markaz Sahaba or particular program specifically. You'll find all the categories there, inshallah. Now, if you come, last we spoke about verse 35, verse 36. But let's just see. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنشأناهن إنشاء. Surely we have created those, meaning those females, a fresh creation. And they will be made into, whether you are old, whether you are young, they will be all being in that fresh form of being a virgin. فَجَعَلْنَاهُنَّ أَبْكَارًا, and made them virgins. Abkara, that's what it means. So the creation of the maidens of Jannah will be to such an extent, such a nature, that even after engaging in relationships, they will return back to that fresh form. عُرُبًا أَتْرَابًا, and they will be equal to their husbands. In terms of age, they will be matching them in age. That is the, so urub, what is urub? Urub is the plural of uruba. Uruba, what's the meaning? This refers to a woman who passionately loves her husband. So this uruban, this is the qualities that's been granted to them. Atraba, this means matching them in age. So atrab, if you see it, it comes from a person of equal age who played together with his mate in dust. And we said to you, you know, we often tend to say this, me and him, we played marbles together. That's how way back we go. We played marbles together. So equal in age, this is the meaning of atraba. Who are this all for? We said to you, these are all for the لأصحاب اليمين, for the people of the right. And ثُلَّةٌ مِّنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَثُلَّةٌ مِّنَ الْآخِرِينَ. So verse 39, verse 40. This year, ثُلَّةٌ, we said to you, many. This is the meaning. مِّنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ, from the earlier generations. And when we said to you, ثُلَّةٌ مِّنَ الْآخِرِينَ, and many from the later generations. So we already explained this, categorized it for you. And if you go back to the previous verses of Surah Al-Waqiyah, is there it says, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنَ الْآخِرِينَ. So how do you then put the whole thing together? We said to you, we explained it to you there, that first, there we have to split it into two categories. One is the one statement which ulama and the pious have mentioned, those the commentators have mentioned, and that is what? It is from the time of Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi, so that's one. That's awwalin. Then akhirin, from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's coming to the end of times. That is, the other way is both are referring to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Awwalin and akhirin. So that's the other way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. So yeah, that's an easier way to put it together. From Adam alayhi salam to Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam. And from Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam to the end of time. And yeah, both. Many are for from this year. لِيَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينَ. Many. So many will come from this year, with the people of the right. وَثُلَّةٌ مِّنَ الْآخِرِينَ And many from the later ones. وَصْحَابُ الشِّمَالِ We said to you, the people, the left wing. The people of Jahannam now. The wretched souls. مَا أَصْحَابُ الشِّمَالِ How wretched are the people of the left. We said to you, فِي سَمُومِ وَحَمِيمِ So first, that burning wind. Burning wind. So the fi samumiu wahamim, burning wind and boiling water. On a hot day, what do you want? You know that cool breeze comes, and you want cold, beautiful hot, beautiful water. And on a cold day, you want hot water, or you want something hot, a hot drink. So it depends on the weather. Your adverse conditions. You will want, you will be so thirsty, you will want something, but that water that will be given to you is boiling water, yet the temperature is also burning hot, scorching hot. The wind is burning, the water is boiling. Fi samum yu wa hamim. That's verse 42. Verse 43, وَذِلِّمْ مِيَحْمُومِ When the sun is scorching, what do? You flap down the sun blocker. So you put that down and alhamdulillah, I can see now. You tend to go under a beautiful tree, which gives you much shade. And you sit under there. You want that shade. It gives you a bit of comfort. Allah says, verse 43, وَذِلِّمْ مِيَحْمُومْ And in a shade, you'll be in shade, O people of the left. أَصْحَابُ الشِّمَالِ No problem, you'll be in shade. But this shade will be of mi yahmoom, of black smoke. It's not going to give you comfort. It's not going to give you that cool breeze. It's not going to give you nothing. La baridu wa la kareem. La baridu wa la kareem. Neither cool, nor will it be graceful. Innahum kanu qabla thalika mutrafeen. Who are these people? We explained to you yesterday. These people were indulging in the luxuries. Before that, they were indulged in luxuries. Explanations we've given you. You've got wealth, but you're using it for ibadah. You've got a smart car, but you're going to the masjid. You're using what you have for investments for the akhirah. This is good for you. So, luxury. But you are using this luxury to engage more in vice and sin, that is not good for you. That is going to be destructive to you. And many people who are granted this, they don't know how to use it. You've been granted a phone, but do you know how to use the phone shari'i manner, in a shari'i manner, in a shari'i way? You've granted a computer, do you use it in a shari'i manner? You've been granted this vision, this hearing, all of this. Are you using it to get closer to Allah or using it to distance yourself? That's what you need to ask. These people, they used all of this, indulged in this luxuries, no pain. Little bit here and there, but moving smoothly otherwise. So what is this here? The pain you can't see normally, it's in the heart. And when the heart is in distress, nothing can rescue that heart except Allah. Allah بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ That with the remembrance of Allah, the hearts find solace and peace. But when you don't remember Allah, what's going to happen? The opposite, the adverse effect. So the destructive effects. So they enjoyed all of this. You were granted it. We explained to you, Ahlul Afiyah. They will be cutting themselves with scissors on the day of Qiyamah. When they will see those who had sicknesses, pain, difficulties, tribulations, trials, they went through all of that. And now their rewards have been given to them. They will be cutting themselves. You know, Professor Salim Kareem made a mess in coronavirus. Go see what mess he made. And today they're giving him awards. Him and his wife are getting an award. And they say specifically one of the awards is for coronavirus. But yet him and his friend, his master Fauci, failed to such a degree. On the day of Qiyamah, they will be dissecting their own skin when they see what the mess they had made, really the effects of it. Okay, you're getting your awards, everything, you've been put on a false pedestal here in this world. But on the day of Qiyamah, when you see those people whom you affected, sickness comes from Allah. But when you intentionally put poison and you say it's not going to affect, yes, there are those cases, exclusive cases, such as Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, where poison didn't affect him. But on the whole, generally, you made this poison and you want to, and your whole, your outlook, you yourself, by your own admission, admitted that you failed during the corona. Today you receive an award. On the day of Qiyamah, when the rewards are being given, are awarded to those people who went through such difficulty, go and see in our South African hospitals in Gauteng alone. They said 7,000 unintentional effects, unintentional mistakes occurred. 7,000 cases of such nature. What happens? Where is the justice to say that bodies you are playing with, that is health you've been playing with, you didn't intend, but the effects the person must suffer with, and he's not rewarded or he's not. Don't worry. Allah Azza wa Jal will take those who harmed you intentionally to task, and when that, you will get the rewards on that day. They will be cutting their skins. We must say intentional, because some people, it's a pure mistake. It was takdir. But others, where they're putting this poison in these particular vaccines and all of this, and intentionally harming you, these people will have to answer. And you'll be dissecting your skin on that day. Say, hey, look at these people, what they are getting. Can't I also get the reward? Ya Allah, check. I'm cutting my skin. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. So enjoy in this worldly life. For you, it is this worldly life. For us, it is in the Akhirah. Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir. The dunya, it is a prison for the believers. And for the Akhirah, it is what? For the Akhirah, it is a jannah. It is a paradise. So the kuffar enjoy. For you believers, patience. Wabashiri sabirin. Allah says, verse 155, Surah Al-Baqarah. Give glad tidings to those who experience, to those who exercise patience, tolerance. And when you see the verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Baqarah as well. Wasta'inu bisabri wassalah. Was to seek assistance via the medium of sabr and salah, the two S's, sabr and salah, sabr and salah, sabr and salah. Sabr is not just when a calamity, for what we define as only a calamity, you smash your car, or you got some, Allah forbid. That is a calamity, but it's not restricted to this. Sabr anil ma'asi, sabr upon ma'asiyat. You restraining, you're holding back. She's calling you, she's phoning you, she's messaging you, she's tempting you, but you're holding back. There is also sabr. You don't want to engage in sin. There is also sabr. Then sabr upon taklif, difficulties. That's what calamities. Anil ma'asiyat anil musibat. And then what do you say? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, as is in verse 156 of the Quran Sharif. Alladhina idha asabatum musibah. So there's sabr. There is another form. And sabr also means doing the right thing, staying focused, staying determined. I mean, for salah, your nafs is telling. So this is in fil ibadat, to hold on strong, it's tolerance. My nafs is telling me, be lazy, don't perform salah. I fight that nafs, I'm going to perform salah. So it is for ibadat. So those, you get these categories. one for sin. Sin is calling you. You say, no, I'm going to restrain my nafs. Inna nafsa la ammaratum bisu. Who said this? Matta'adhat binadhiri shaybi wal harami. Inna nafsa la ammaratum bisu'i matta'adhat min jahliha binadhiri shaybi wal harami. Allama Busayri rahimullah said this. The nafs is always instructing towards evil. That is nafs ammara, always instructing towards evil. It did not heed due to its ignorance. Even though those who were granting me nasiha, they were sincere and they were old age, you know, they grant, they focus, they don't want money from you, but just take this nasiha from me, it will benefit you in life. So there, ammaratum bisu, it's always instructing towards evil. So you restrain, you focused, so there. And then we said to you, in terms of takalif, difficulty, you restrain. You fall into sujood. That is something beneficial. Towards ibadat, your nafs is looking to be lax and lazy. So you say, no, turn away, I'm going to make ibadat. Those are all your different ways. So innahum kanu qabla dhalika mutrafin. They were before engaged, indulged in luxuries. Allah then says, verse 46, wa kanu yusirruna 'ala al-hinthil 'azim, and used to persist in major sins. See that luxuries, it drew them further and further, distance themselves away from Allah, closer to shaitan. We're supposed to distance ourselves from shaitan and get closer to Allah. But the luxury was used for what? The luxury was used for the adverse. The consequences then will be detrimental. So in this verse 46, وَكَانُوا يُسِرُّونَ عَلَى الْحِنْثِ الْعَظِيمِ, and used to persist in major sins, major vices. And they used to say, and I mentioned to you, verse 47, from this we're going to learn a principle. When you are refuting, when you state their statements, see Allah states what they used to say. وَكَانُوا يَقُولُونَ, and they used to say, أَيْذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابَوْا, أَيْذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابَوْا. When we are, is it when we die? Either mitna, when we die, wa kunna turaba, and we turned into dust, wa idhama, and bones, will we then be inna lamab'uthun, will we be raised again? Is it that we will be raised again? Wa kanu yaqulun, and they used to say, either mitna wa kunna turaba wa idhama. Is it that when we die and we turned into sand and bones, dust and bones, أَإِنَّا لَمَبْعُوثُونَ, that we will be raised again? أَوَآبَاؤُنَا الْأَوَّلُونَ, verse 48. And our ancient fathers as well, they've long gone. They're also going to be resurrected. This was their statements Allah is presenting to you. Then yeah, Allah says, قُلْ إِنَّ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخِرِينَ, say, all the earlier and the later, the latter ones, لمجموعون, will be gathered together, إلى ميقات يوم معلوم, for a fixed time of a specified day. ثم إنكم أيها الضالون المكذبون. Then you, Allah addresses them, refers to them, الضالون المكذبون. ثم إنكم أيها الضالون المكذبون. Then you, the deniers, those who are astray, الضالون, those who are astray, المكذبون, the denying people, لآكلون من شجر من زقوم, you will have to eat from the tree of زقوم, فمالئون منها البطون, to fill with it the bellies. Now, before we move on, الزقوم. Tomorrow, inshallah, we'll discuss what is zakum. We did present to you just a briefing previously, but today, tomorrow, inshallah, we'll give you the briefing of what is a zakum. inshallah.